Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 25 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Palmyra's. I met up with Miranda Smith, and I ordered 5 slices of margarita and 1 slice of spinach and sausage. Today is day 25, October 25th, and I'm heading out to Brooklyn Heights again, this time to go to Palmiero's, which I think is on Clark Street and some other street in Brooklyn Heights. So I just received my pizza. I got a 12-inch margarita pizza, and I swapped one slice, so I got 5 slices of margarita and 1 slice of margarita with spinach and sausage. And margarita is, it's got the basil, it's got the tomatoes, and it's got the fresh mozzarella cheese, and it's very well distributed as far as the mozzarella cheese. The sauce goes all the way out to the edge, and it's got a real nice uniform crust. It, you know, holds pretty well too, like it keeps its shape. And I like that the little slivers of basil. That's pretty cool. On the spinach slice, the spinach and sausage, there's a big spinach leaf on it, and pretty well distributed sausage. I hope it's spicy sausage, but you know, I'm okay with any type of sausage. And once again, goes right out to the tip of the crust, or the edge of the crust. Man, it smells good. Kind of shiny, but maybe it's olive oil. We'll find out. I just finished my whole pizza. 12-inch margarita pizza. 5/6 margarita, I guess. And then 1/6 spinach and sausage. And my favorite part was the spinach and sausage. So, and I think that's because the toppings were really, really good quality. It seemed like fresh cut, or hand-sliced sausage, and it had like a little spicy kick to it. And the spinach went well with it too, which is just amazing to me because I'm not a huge spinach fan. But Miranda knows, you know, that's a good thing to order. I'd never heard. How did you hear about that combination of spinach and sausage? How'd you know it was going to be good?
Well, I have to tell you, it was a leap of faith. I didn't know it was going to be good, but
you never had it?
I had never had it, but I knew that A, I like spinach, and B, I like sausage. And hey, I mean,
oh wait, but you've had it before today.
I've had it before today.
Okay, that's what I mean. Like, how did you know? Right.
But the first time I had it, I didn't know if it was going to be any good at all. But I like those 2 things, and I thought, give it a try. And the thing, you know, turns out that they do a good sausage here. Everything I know about this place is that everything is pretty much done here, except maybe like the cheese, but they probably get it from somebody who...
I think it was fresh mozzarella
cheese.
Fresh
mozzarella cheese.
Which is nice.
That's what I like about this place.
I also think that the consistency of the pizza was good. It looked good. I'm more of a sauce person, so I would have loved more tomato sauce. What was there was good. It seems like the presentation was good. The one last thing about the sausage and spinach, if you're thinking that maybe you want to order something like that, it really was cool, the differences in the texture of the two. Like having the sausage with the crust, which was chewy, and the sauce and the spinach. It was just like a real good combination.
Yeah.
A lot of S words. Spinach, sauce, sausage. Any other S words in I forget any?
Spicy
sauce.
No
thanks. I shouldn't have eaten those last 2 slices, but it was a commitment I made when I ordered, and I stuck through it, although I didn't eat the crust.
She wasn't that bad. You finished most of it.
Most of it.
Yeah. But I haven't eaten it. It's only really like 2.5 slices at a pizzeria. It's not really that big.
Well, I don't have room for dessert, unfortunately.
Me
neither.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
But thank you.
The wait staff is very, very nice.
They are nice.
And the guy who pours the water is extremely nice. And I feel bad because I think he doesn't think I like him. And it was solely because I was trying to point out that my water had a lot of ice in it. And I think he didn't interpret that as he doesn't like me.
No, he thought that you meant that you wanted more ice.
I thought it was, at that point, I still was like, is he kidding? Because I just said it has tons of ice. But you're right. It was a innocent mistake. And the guy was, he speaks Italian, right?
No, I don't think he speaks Italian. I don't know. I think maybe, I don't know. He just...
So not English and not Italian, but another language.
Another language.
But in a very nice and generous way.
Yes, he was. Because when Sean apologized, he's like, oh, no, it's all right, my friend.
Thanks.
It was all right. Today's pizza was brought to you by the letter S.
So, one thing that's really nice about this, Palmyra's, is that correct pronunciation?
Palmyra's.
Palmyra's, is the ambiance. It's a very, there's couches in the middle of the dining room floor, which is nice, and there's trees and big lamps that put soft light on everything, and candles on every table. The chair I'm in is comfortable, but it's broken. If I push my back real fast, it will jar the person behind me, but it's only probably this chair because I'm unlucky.
Oh, no.
Everyone else's looks fine. Nice mirrors. I realize my hair's messed up, but it's a podcast, so it doesn't matter.
My hair's messed up too, but whatever.
So you weren't feeling well, right? You just got sick?
Well, I had a cold Friday that ramped up into something else. And
she didn't get sick from the pizza, though.
No.
The sickness predated. As a matter of fact, she might be getting well now because of pizza.
Yes, because of the pizza, because of the spinach, and I had orange juice with my meal today.
Yeah.
It's coming down from the horror show that was Sunday and Monday, so I'm feeling better now.
Horror show? Did you do a horror show?
No, just that's how it felt. Like I was living in a horror show.
Oh, because you know it's around Halloween.
Halloween, I know. I'm still thinking of. I have like 3 or 4 parties to go to, and like, oh my god.
Are you gonna dress up?
Yeah.
What do you typically dress up at? Or
God, I don't. I mean, last year I was in the Halloween parade and I dressed up as a star. Like I had a huge cardboard thing on that was covered in aluminum foil, and I was a star.
5-pronged or 6?
I was a 5-pronged star, and it was me, my roommate, my roommate's cousin, and a couple of other people who were friends of her father, who was the son.
Aww.
So we were, so some of them, one of them was a planet, one of them was a comet, and then the rest of us were stars.
Can you believe that the planets now have all been redefined?
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Like everything, we were raised thinking Pluto was a planet.
It was wrong.
Now it's not a planet.
It's wrong. I know that there's a debate about whether or not some of these, there's sub-planets now. Like, I guess there's other wandering bodies around the sun that they're trying to figure out whether or not they are comets or planets. It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, usually you just think it means underwater planets, but that's probably not true.
No. I mean, what are the astrologers going to do, man, with all these new bodies that they have to say what parts of our personalities they affect? I mean, it's crazy.
Do you buy into astrology?
No.
I guess I should have picked that up the way you said that.
It's amusing to read.
Are you big into luck?
What?
Are you big into luck? What's, you know, good luck or bad luck? If a cat, black cat, walks across your path, if there's a ladder, you break a mirror.
Step on a crack, all that nonsense.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Well, step on a crack, I think that just breaks your mother's back, but your luck is unfazed. Although that's pretty unlucky.
Yeah, that is. And why would you do that to your mother?
Oh, you just hit the lottery, but oh yeah, on the way, I broke your back.
Sorry, Ma. I subscribe to the belief that one creates their own luck. Chance favors the prepared. So, I mean, you know, just like when I got the job I have now, it was because I had my resume ready, and I knew what I was talking about when I was talking to that person. And he said, send me your resume. And next thing you know, I have a new job. So, you know, chance favors the prepared. That's all I'm going to say about that. Luck? I don't know. Intuition, I think we have an idea of.
Well, like women, right?
Well, no, they like everybody.
But women's intuition, it's better.
Well, it's not that it's better, it's just that we're trained.
No, guys can pack a trunk better.
Well, yeah.
And women have better intuition.
But see, somebody has to train you to pack the trunk. Women are trained to listen and pay attention because that's what we're supposed to do all the time, is to pay attention and keep quiet.
I'm sorry, what was that? No, that was such an obnoxious joke. That was
so
obnoxious.
Hey.
But you knew it was going to come. Like,
of course.
We both do improv, and so we tend to. I fall into that obnoxiousness. You know, it's when I overeat, because I did do a little of that. I ate a burrito right before I came and still managed to put down an entire pizza. And then they put the dessert menu in front of me, and I was tempted, but especially because Miranda says they have really good Italian desserts here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty much this is like a southern casual dining spot. Southern Italian, I mean. You ain't gonna get no fried chicken here. But they got really good stuff here. There's Sunday ragu. It's maybe like $26, but it's the kind of ragu you're in bolognese sauce with the sausage or the this or the. If your grandmother was Sicilian, she probably cooks like they do here. Seriously.
And if there were a pasta month, maybe we'd visit and try it out.
Oh, I can't be. Oh man, as much as I love pasta. I've recently lost in the last year. I've lost 35 pounds. I never want to go back there again. I unfortunately attribute it to pasta. I ate lots of it. Lots of it. Especially like linguine bolognese. Oh my god, my weakness. So if any of my super mortal enemies are out there, yes, my kryptonite is linguine bolognese.
Great. You know, that very few people subscribe to this podcast, but they're probably all your enemies. Now they're going to know.
You know how to get me now. I'm done. I wanted to retire to Boca anyway. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Speaking of retire, I'm pretty tired. So I'm going to go home, and you need to get some sleep to get over your illness. Wow. A cough on command. But thank you very much for joining me for Pizza Month.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Sean.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.